topic for today is the multiverse. We've been introduced to the multiverse pretty much in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, right? But also now it is, for some reason, everybody is thinking it is finally solidified being introduced into the Marvel Cinematic Universe in Spider-Man Far From Home. It's kind of interesting that it's both introduced in, the multiverse is both introduced into Spider-Man movies. Anyways, I'm Justin. Welcome to Heart and Marvel Podcast. I got Devontae with me, and we're going to be talking about the multiverse. Not only the cinematic multiverse now that we have to actually have to change our terminology with, but we're going to be doing a lot of comic education with you guys because I know we have two people that subscribe to this channel, ones that are comic book readers and non-comic book readers. So we're going to be educating you guys and also talking about some of the cinematic multiverse that is teased in Spider-Man Far From Home. Long introduction. What's up, Devontae? How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. I hope you all had a wonderful Memorial Day, and I'm glad to be back.
Yes, that extra three-day weekend. I had an amazing weekend at BYOB, which I have no idea why I didn't do any episodes there, because I didn't think it was very a business, build-your-own-brand entrepreneurship. Didn't really think that there was going to be a lot of Marvel fans. There were a lot of Marvel fans when they knew I had a Marvel podcast. So anyways, let's talk about this multiverse. So guys, let me tell you about some good homework, guys, if you want to be more educated into the multiverse. I think one of the best series to read is Secret Wars. Jonathan Hickman's Secret Wars, as well as you want to go with some the first version of Secret Wars back in the 60s, 67, 68. I don't know why I shouldn't know that. But that is the biggest thing, because I want you guys to understand that in Spider-Man Far From Home, Beck, which is Mysterio, introduced us in the trailer and also an Ellen snippet. He showed an Ellen that he says two universes, or two Earths, should I say, 616 and 838, which 838, which kind of could be a troll a little bit, because if we look back through all the multiverses and the different Earths, I don't really remember an 838. I would remember that. But guys, if you are listening to this and you're like, oh, Justin, you know, 838 is mentioned here, dude, totally kick my butt with that. And please find us on, you know, the social media outlets and just destroy me. But I don't remember it. I don't really remember it, that could be like a little troll of, or not troll, but could be like a little Easter egg that Quentin Beck is not who we say he is. So let's go through this real quick. He mentioned 616, which, guys, if you do not know this, that we, if Marvel comics, or let's just say if Marvel heroes were on this Earth, it would be 616. This is the main Earth, main universe, 616, okay? And 838, again, we kind of just talked about. But let's kind of go through it. With do you remember Secret Wars, Jonathan Hickman Secret Wars?
The original one, or I've read the original Secret Wars and Secret Wars 2.
Well, Jonathan Hickman's Secret Wars. That's basically the latest one that has been done.
See, I did not read the latest
one. You should not be on this show. But the reason why I wanted to give you guys this template or this backdrop is that, think about this, and I was saying this earlier. In conversation, that if Spider-Man Far From Home wanted to actually do this, the crazy bastards as they are, if they actually wanted to do this, guys, it could make sense. If Tobey Maguire came back as Spider-Man, if Garfield came back as Spider-Man, coming from their universes, it would totally make sense. Now, and this is the thing, that back in the day when we would read comics, when a new series of Spider-Man came out, they were like, oh, then that past series is done with. It's not really done. That's a terminology that we say a lot. Oh, it's a reboot of the series. Or we have Spectacular Spider-Man. We have Amazing Spider-Man. We have Peter Parker Spider-Man. We have, all these things we can say. But using that as a backdrop, what that actually is saying is not, it's not really a reboot, but that's just another universe that is happening. That's another Earth that is happening. So if Spider-Man Far From Home, which I really doubt, but if they would do that, just like a Into the Spider-Verse kind of thing, it would make sense. They actually wanted to do that. They actually wanted to bring Tobey Maguire and Garfield in, because again, you had Spider-Man, which is Tobey Maguire's Earth, and then Amazing Spider-Man, which was Garfield's Spider-Man, Garfield's Earth, and stuff like that. If they were to bring that together, it would make sense. It's not one of those things. It's kind of like a catch-22 as I think about it, because even though this is a Marvel podcast, guys, when we went to go see Batman versus Superman, weak, but when we went to go see it, my wife goes like, where's the other Batman? I was like, what are you talking about? Christian Bale Batman? She was like, yeah, I don't know why they do that. Honestly, at the end of the day, it's different directors, different storytellers. But it doesn't necessarily mean, because Nolan has a freaking Nolanverse. You know what I'm saying? But so you got to think about it like that. It's not necessarily reboots, and it could be an actual reboot if they say it. But just think about it. At the same time, catch 22, that universe still exists.
My question to you would be, could you recall your first interaction with like the comic book multiverse?
It would be Secret Wars. It would be Secret Wars. It would be some great ones too. Is Civil War, the actual Civil War, and we talked about this a lot in back in the day. That I don't know why I said back in the day, like it was like 10 years ago, but we actually talked about episodes ago that about Civil War, that it was so much. It was so much more than Captain America: Civil War. Not to me, Captain America: Civil War was an amazing movie, but you talk about the Civil War event. If you would tell it like in a YouTube video, which shout out Comics Explained does a full Civil War event. It's 5.5 hours long, because even how they distribute the content was something I've never seen, and I remember that as a kid. I remember that in Civil War, you talk about. Yeah, we're not even going to get into it. But Civil War, and then a lot of people forget about Annihilation. No, that Annihilation was actually happening at the exact same time. And that was another thing introduced to us. Now, again, if you guys pay attention to Annihilation, which is we're talking about comics, is there were some instances and some scenes and some brackets in there that that we are basically brought and introduced Civil War for a little bit. And they were saying, hey, you know, you got all this stuff going on with Tony and Steve going on Earth, but man, we got some stuff in our whole universe is about to be destroyed. They're like, oh yeah, whatever. So that was actually Annihilation. So that kind of bridges the gap. So that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about, where all these stories, all these different Earths are happening. You know, you have Peter Parker, you have the clone conspiracy, all the kind of things that happen in different Earths. So that, just to answer your question, that's probably one of the very first times that I was introduced to the Marvel multiverse in comics.
I would say mine's two big ones that I read when I was younger was the, I'm only 20 years old, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Was the Marvel Zombies.
Yeah, yeah. They have a zombieverse, yeah.
Really good one. Also, and I don't feel as if people talk about this enough, because I thought it was really good, the books that came with it. The Noir series.
Yes, man.
Fantastic. Yes, especially the fantastic. Deadpool one.
Yeah, yeah. And those are the things that, think about, okay, if we go down the lines, this is some of the most famous Earths right now, because we have Earth 616, we have 1610, which is the ultimate universe. Mm-hmm. And those are the kind of things that you want to break down, what you were going to say.
Is it more popular or is it more infamous?
I mean, how about both? How about both? Because, I mean, as of Secret Wars, the ultimate Marvel-verse was no longer, like, existing, but it's still out there. Okay, you talk about there is an Earth or there's a universe where really superheroes don't age. Mm-hmm. There is the Cancer-verse where everywhere, you know, all those kind of things out there. Trying to think about another one. Days of Future Past, there's Earth, what was it, TRN... 414, or they could say Earth 414, I don't know, something like that. What were we going to say?
I was going to say, one of my favorite things, one of the few things I actually liked about Ultimate was how they deferred from what 616 was doing.
Yes.
Like, instead of the introduction of Bucky being the Winter Soldier, you know, mm-hmm. which came years later,
yeah.
you know, they actually have Bucky as an aged man, and they actually, yeah. they swerved with some of the source material. I actually appreciate that.
Yeah, and again, even the art was different. It was mm-hmm. it was that much more extreme, if you want to say. It was very, very adventurous in that kind of way. There's another one that a lot of people are mentioning, that in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, that this is the actual Earth that we're in, Earth 199999. That's actually, a lot of fans are speculating that. as well as the Fox X-Men and the Sony's IPs and all those kind of things that they're in that same universe. I don't know where people are coming up with that. I don't really think that's true, because now with what Spider-Man Far From Home is doing is literally solidifying, saying, hey, this is Earth 616, or it could be Beck just throwing us as well.
Trolling
us as well. It's like a multi-dimensional troll in that way. But we have Earth 928, which is one of my favorite Spider-Mans, 2099. So that's a really, really good one, which we were introduced into Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And this is one of those things that are, you have to really appreciate channels like this on YouTube and the podcast outlets, because when Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse was coming, nobody had a clue who all these Spider-Mans were. They really didn't.
And now they're known worldwide.
Yeah.
I was going to say, really, for me, I think Spider-Man deserves a lot of, not just Into the Spider-Verse, but just Spider-Man as a character and what they've done with it.
Yeah.
That deserves a lot of credit for the multiverse, because all the chances they really took within comics in terms of the multiverse kind of came from Spider-Man. A lot of hits and misses that I enjoyed, like you said, 2099, Noir, Ultimate, all of them.
The Amazing and the Ultimate is Earth 2149, and then the What If ones, like the What If, like the MCU, Supergirl.
Galactus won the like, I actually have that one.
Fantastic Five and all that. That's Earth 982 and all these kind of things. And now you can be like, man, how do we know all these? Like, how can we possibly understand all these? I mean, we've been reading comics for a very long time. And one of the things, and shout out, I have to do a shout out. And I have to actually, oh my goodness, he's gonna, I think it was Jeremy, I think his name was. Don't stone me if it was wrong. But I was talking with this guy at BYOB this past weekend, and we were talking about, now he just came into the comic game. He had to be like mid-20s, maybe past 3 or 4 years ago. But he was saying, man, dude, the comic stories are way better than anything in the book and in the movies. I said, hell yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Like it doesn't even come close.
Because you can just do so much with this medium that you can't do in filmmaking and TV.
Yeah, and you really feel it. You really, really do feel it. So with all that being said, guys, we wanted to talk about, with this introduction, basically a 101 of multiverse education, is understanding what Endgame did. Now we are still hoping to bridge that or go over that little hill of 2 billion. With Endgame is bringing in, and at the end of the day, it's still history. A lot of the fan community is saying it is one of the worst movies, one of the worst Marvel movies, and I'm like, how can you say that and still think overlook Thor 2? I don't understand it.
Or Iron Man 2.
Don't do that on that channel. All the Iron Mans are great. Anyways, so let's talk about, with this multiverse education, going to the Endgame, the multi cinematic universe, the MCU, which now, would it be MMCU? Marvel Multi-Cinematic Universe. Anyways, or MCMU. MCMU. I'm branding it now, copywriting it. You heard it first. MCMU. On the MCMU, I'm going to have to relearn how to say that. At Endgame, we are introduced to a whole bunch of different universes now that were created with the event of the time heist. You know, so we have, guys, understand that we have a universe now that Loki is literally taking the Tesseract and going through. Like, we have a universe that Loki, because we understand that when he took the Tesseract, that was it. And that's one of those things that Marvel just kind of bridges out there. Like, the writers and the directors just left that out there for who wants to grab it, which we know that Disney Plus has grabbed it, and we're going to do that show. Yeah. We also have a universe that, again, is a whole bunch of these things that just was missed, that we have two Captain Americas. That it was literally said, this is the writers and the directors of Winter Soldier, which are the same at Endgame, that that one scene with Steve with Peggy's bed, when, you know, she's forgetting and she's saying the line and all these kind of things, and she kind of, you know, it's been so long, all those kind of things, right? That there is a picture of Peggy and her husband and the kids. The writer said that was Steve.
Oh,
crazy.
Wow.
Crazy. Now, this is the thing. Now, in that universe now, which will be, again, it could be created from in a breach from 616 to create a whole new universe. Now, there is a universe with two Captain Americas, one going through what we've already been through for the past 10 years, and one that is just living out with Peggy, understanding that his friend Bucky is out there being tortured all throughout this time. That think about it, Steve is just chilling with Peggy, growing a life, but all this time knowing how S.H.I.E.L.D. is really Hydra, and he could actually intervene and catch the head of the curve, but no, he's gonna chill out, just live, all grow old with Peggy. That's hardcore. So we have a universe that happens. We have a universe that has absolutely no Thanos and no Guardians. Because remember, the Thanos that came to fight at the end,
was
third
the
act,
from the original
is
timeline.
One from that original timeline of Guardians 1, or whatever you want to say. And now he's gone. So there was no snap. There was no Guardians formed. So we have that universe.
Did they ever specify, because I think they might have, but when they were saying they had to bring it right back to the stones, right back to its original timeline, did that create another timeline in itself too? Or did that just go back and like stop that?
But this is the thing. This is the thing, guys. We don't know that. We don't know how long did it take Steve to return that. And when he returned the Soul Stone, how the heck did that happen? Like, what went down with him in Red Skull? What went down, and why is he still there? Did that release him?
I feel like when they release the DVD, we're gonna see some interesting scenes.
Now I don't know if they'll be trolling us, because they said a lot of the time that coming to the Blu-ray release and stuff like that, where there'll be extra footage. They said pretty much how they filmed it was it the full entire day. There's no extra stuff.
Oh wow!
So that could be a troll. That could be the us being fooled there, but just thinking about all the things that were created, and did Steve have some hard time? Now, you got to understand how long the Super Soldier Serum takes to even grow that old. So he had to actually jump again from a future timeline to come back to this exact moment. There's a lot of craziness.
And that's why time travel is confusing, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. And guys, we'll wrap it up there. That's the reason why that the multiverse, when we get into the multiverse, it is crazy complicated, okay? So that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you guys for listening to our spiel of the multiverse. I hope you guys were educated and getting prepared to go into the phase 4. After the phase 4 is released, we're going to be doing some coverage there, as well as some coverage at San Diego Comic-Con. Super excited that we are going. We have a place where we can kind of do some coverage there. So really, really excited about that. So a lot of great stuff coming this summer, guys. So guys, please be sure to subscribe to not miss anything and join the crew. Join the club. Join the team. Join the team. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. That's it pretty much, guys. All right, I'm Justin.
I'm Devontae.
And thank you for listening to Hard and Marvel. Stay awesome and stay blessed, guys.